Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning, very fitting title because of this baptismal Sunday. Our title is God's Loving Pursuit. Based on Psalm 23, verse 6, which says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Will you say that with me? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I encourage you to turn your worship paper over and find the sermon outline there and follow along with the outline as we consider our theme, God's Loving Pursuit. I'd like to share with you a touching story that I just came across recently. At age 28, a young man named Eric Hill seemed to have everything you'd need for a bright future. And although Eric Hill seemed fine on the outside, he was tormented within. On a rainy day, he walked out the back door of his Florida home, never to come back again. His sister Debbie remembers seeing him walk out. She hoped that he would phone home. He didn't. She thought she could find him. She couldn't. Eric Hill ended up picking up garbage along Interstate Highway 10 out of San Antonio, Texas. To commuters on Highway 10, his lanky form and bearded face were a familiar sight. He made his home in a nearby vacant lot. His weathered skin and stooped shoulders made him look twice his 44 years of age. But I guess living on the side of a highway for 16 years would do that for a person. 16 years, that's how long it had been since Debbie had seen her brother. And she might never have ever seen him again except for a pain in his stomach that forced him to get medical care. The police found Eric on the side of the road, curled up in a ball, clutching his stomach. They took him to the hospital, and hospital's tests showed that he had serious cancer, and without treatment, he would be dead. And he'd die all alone. His court-appointed attorney couldn't let that happen. He scouted the internet for anybody who was looking for a beaten-down man named Eric Hill, and that's how he came across Debbie, Eric's sister. So Debbie came to Texas. By this time, Eric had been released by the hospital, but the good hospital chaplain knew where to find him. Eric was back at his vacant lot along the highway. When Debbie approached him, he stood up. She offered him fruit, but he refused. She offered him juice, but he refused. He was polite, but he was completely unimpressed with this woman who claimed to be his sister. His interest perked, however, when Debbie offered him a cross to pin on his shirt. Debbie's first time to touch her brother in 16 years came when he allowed her to pin that cross on his shirt. Debbie intended to stay for a week, but she stayed for many months. She rented an apartment. She got her brother medical care. Eric's health improved, but the situation wasn't easy because he still didn't recognize her, and he cursed her, and he wouldn't eat her food. He wanted to go back by living on the side of the highway, picking up the garbage, but Debbie didn't give up on Eric. She followed him. Halfway across the USA, she pursued him with godly love, and she wouldn't quit. Surely, Debbie's goodness and mercy followed him. Nothing he did would prevent her care for him. Even when he rejected her, she wouldn't reject him. When she was asked why she wouldn't give up, she simply said, "I can't give up. He's my brother." My friends, Her loving pursuit reminded me of another loving pursuit. Her heart reminded me of another heart. Her journey to rescue someone beloved to her reminded me of somebody else's journey to do the same. Of course, I'm talking about our dear Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray, each to our own way. The Bible tells us in Romans 3 that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 14, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. We, like Eric, have gone our own way. But our Lord, like Debbie, pursues us with what Psalm 23, verse 6 calls goodness and mercy that shall follow us all the days of our life. David wrote those words. Psalm 23, verse 6. You can say them with me again if you want to. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And you know how it ends? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This has to be one of the sweetest phrases ever written, not just in the Bible, but anywhere. Someone has once said this, and I quote, "To read this verse is to open up a box of precious jewels. Each individual word sparkles and begs to be examined like a jewel more closely." Listen to some of these words in that verse. Goodness, mercy, all the days, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Notice that first word, surely. David didn't say maybe goodness and mercy. He didn't say possibly goodness and mercy. He didn't say, I have a hunch goodness and mercy shall follow me. He said, surely, David tells us that we can trust in a God who's sure. A God who makes promises and keeps them. David would have loved the words of the Apostle James, who says this, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, and here it comes, lest you miss it, with whom there is never the slightest variation, never a shifting shadow. What does that mean? Our moods may shift, but God's doesn't. Our minds may change, but God's doesn't. Our love may falter, but God's doesn't. St. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, even if we are faithless, he is faithful, for he cannot betray himself. He is a sure God, and because he is, we can say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What follows next in the verse? Goodness and mercy. I guess you could say that if the Lord is the shepherd who leads the flock, then goodness and mercy are his two sheepdogs that follow along behind. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. God's goodness to supply every need. God's mercy to forgive every sin. Goodness to provide, pardon, mercy to pardon. And how long will these mercy and goodness sheepdogs follow us? What does the text say? The next phrase, all the days of my life. My friends, think of the days you've already lived, the good days, the difficult days. Think of the days that lie ahead. The good days, the difficult days. Has the Lord been there by your side? Will he be there with you? Yes, says David. Not some, not most, not nearly all, but all the days of my life. And what will he do today? Any day, every day in your future? Here comes the next great word in this verse. He will follow me. What a surprising way to describe God. You see, we're accustomed to describe God as one who remains in one place. He sits enthroned in the heavens, ruling the universe. David, however, in this psalm, describes God as a mobile, active God. Dare we do the same? Dare we envision God as a God who pursues us, who chases after us, who follows us with goodness and mercy all the days of our life? Remember how Debbie pursued and chased and followed her brother Eric? Isn't this the kind of God that's described in the Bible? A God who pursues and follows us. Listen to these passages that say just that. You need go no further than the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. In the first book of the Bible, here we see God already pursuing, chasing, following our first parents, Adam and Eve. Why? They were hiding because of their sin and their guilt and their shame, trying to cover it up. But does God wait for them to come to Him? No. His loving pursuit of them is heard in these words, Adam, where are you? And with that question, Almighty God began a quest for the heart of every human being that continues even to this moment. You are hearing these words of mine. Moses can tell you about it. In Exodus chapter 3, we see Moses 40 years now after he left Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness with a flock of sheep. He looks over his shoulder one day and he sees a burning bush. God had followed him into that wilderness to call him as his servant, to go back to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, with these famous words, let my people go. Jonah can tell you about it. He was a fugitive on a boat, trying to run away from God and God's call for him to preach a message to Nineveh in Assyria. But Jonah looked over his shoulder one day and saw God had followed him and would not let him go, even if it meant giving him a free taxi ride in the belly of a great fish. An unnamed Samaritan woman could tell you the same story. This woman was alone. She was rejected by everybody in her village, John chapter 4. One day, out of the blue, bam! As she's at that well, all by herself, rejected by everybody else, she looked over her shoulder. And she heard Jesus speaking to her words of love and of mercy. God had followed her to that well, and he would not let her go. Lazarus was dead 3 days in a sealed tomb. And when he heard a voice, he looked over his shoulder, and there he saw Jesus standing and inviting him to rise from death, to come forth from that grave. God had followed him to that tomb, John chapter 11, and he would not let him go. Peter had denied his Lord. Peter had gone back to his old life of being a fisherman. When he looked over his shoulder one day and saw Jesus on the seashore cooking breakfast and welcoming him to eat that breakfast with his Lord, God had followed Peter to that seashore. In spite of his denial, and God would not let him go. My friends, are you catching the pattern here? God is a God who follows, who pursues. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Would you please note how far He came for you? How far His goodness and mercy came in the person, the flesh of Jesus our Lord. Look at what St. Paul says about this journey. Philippians 2. Christ Jesus, who although was in His very nature God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but He emptied Himself, taking the form of a servant. In being made in the likeness of men, He humbled Himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Did you catch it? Wow! That's how far God would go to pursue you, to pursue me, to pursue all sinners. Our Lord Jesus would willingly give up the glories of heaven in exchange for the horrors of the cross. And He did it for you, Pearl. He did it for you, June, Kevin, and Kevin. He did it for you. That's how precious you are to Him. France, many wonderful things happened today in your baptism. But would you remember more than anything else? Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. My friends, when you measure your value, measure your value through God's eyes and not your own. You see, to everybody else, Eric Hill was just a worthless drifter. A foul-smelling, stubborn, homeless man. But to his sister Debbie, he was a beloved brother, a member of the family. And there are times in our lives when we are hard to love, when we are hard to help, when we stubbornly go our own way, when we have really messed up our lives. In those times, would you please remember this fact? God loves you. He pursues you. He follows you. Why? Because surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. There is proof. Because you are His beloved child, because you are a member of His family, and guess what? Likely, there are people in your life that are difficult to love. Likely, there are people who in your life have stubbornly gone their own way. As you deal with them, remember this simple fact. God loves them. He is pursuing them. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow them. He has not given up on them. Don't you give up on them either. By the way, the last chapter in Eric Hill's life was the best chapter. Days before he died, he recognized his sister Debbie. Days before he died, through Jesus Christ, his Lord, he made peace with God, his Father in heaven. And in doing so, he did not just rediscover his earthly home. He rediscovered his heavenly home. All because Debbie's goodness and mercy had followed him. All because Jesus' goodness and mercy had followed him all the days of his life. My dear friends, today, look to your crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ and be assured of this. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, Amen.